time to bring to you today's message by Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. May God bless you as you listen.
And I gave them shoes. Because if I sew shoes, you got it. And then I waited. 1 month, no shoe. 2nd month, no shoe. 3rd month, no shoes. Father,
Baba,
where are the shoes? And he said, when you sow corn, you reap it in 3 months. When you sow yam, you have to wait for 6 months. Okay. So I waited. And then the shoes began to come. Black shoe, brown, white,
yellow.
Shoes so much that there is hardly anywhere to walk in the house because of shoes. Because he said the quality of your seed that you sow, if the quality is high, the day the harvest will come will be a little longer, but when it begins to come, get ready. So you can imagine when at the end of last year, God told me to give away my 2 jeeps. At first it was difficult. Finally, by God's grace, I obeyed. And now, I'm waiting. I am waiting. I've not seen anyone yet. No problem, because those are high quality seeds.
I may need to
wait for 3 years. No problem. But when they begin to come, don't envy me. Don't envy me at all. Whatever you sow, you shall reap. How many of you want great fruits? Let me hear you shout hallelujah. All right. So let me round up. I can feel the power of God seriously here.
Tonight.
The Lord said to somebody here, your days of wandering is over. Now, what do we do to get rid of barrenness? See, because barrenness is not only lack of fruit of the womb. Barrenness actually means fruitless efforts.
gbogbo ilakaka isa pon ti ko lere ti o leso.
That's the meaning of barrenness.
Ituma re ni
you walk and there's no sign that you are walking. That's barrenness.
O sise bi eni ti o se rara ituma iyagan ni yi.
You study, you keep failing the exams. That's barrenness.
Oh, keko o kawe ṣugbọn gbogbo idanwo lo n jagunle nibẹ. Iyagan ni yi.
You have been doing the work with all your heart, with all your energy, no promotion. That is barrenness.
O fi gbogbo ara gbogbo ipa rẹ ṣiṣẹ ṣugbọn ko si igbega. Iyagan ni yi.
You preach, you witness, you do house visitation, and yet the church is not growing. That's barrenness.
Owó aṣù ó jèrè ọkàn ó ṣe ìbẹ̀wò síbẹ̀ ìjọ òpèrú ìyàgàn ni yìí.
What do we do to remove barrenness?
Láti mú ìyàgàn kúrò.
Number one.
Ìkíní.
The principal cause of barrenness is curses.
Ohun pàtàkì àkọ́kọ́ tí ó jẹ́ okùnfà ìyàgàn náà ni ẹ̀gún.
Mark 11 verse 12 to 14.
Mark orí kọkànlá. Ese ikejila de kerela.
Mark 11, 12 to 14.
Mark ori kokola ese ikejila de kerela.
Jesus saw a fig tree.
Jesus Christ ri igi opo tokan.
Full of leaves.
Ito ko fun ewe.
He said, ah, there will be food on this.
Eya, eso yo wa leru eleyi onje yo sokale.
He got there, no fruit.
O debe ko si eso.
He pronounced a curse on it.
Oh, si gbere.
He said, no man shall eat fruit of you ever again. And that fig tree never bore fruit. Second Kings chapter 2, verse
19.
Second Kings chapter 2, verse
19.
Jericho was a city that was under a curse.
Jericho je ilu to wa ni abe egun.
And everything there was barren.
Gbogbo to si wa nibe pata lo jaga.
So what do we do to prevent barrenness or to put an end to barrenness?
Ilani lati se lati mu iyagan dope.
Thank you, Father.
Baba se o.
Number one.
Akoko.
Is that we must do everything to make God change curses to blessings. It means that we have to repent of deception. Now, many of us who are pretenders. We pretend that we are serving God. Whereas we are only serving Him for what we can get from Him. We pretend that we are paying all of our tithes. As if God does not know mathematics. As if He doesn't know how to divide by 10. We pretend that we are cooperating with God fully. Whereas we are just doing what is convenient for us. If we want God to reverse every curse that is upon us, so that an end can come to barrenness in our lives, Proverbs 28 verse 13. Proverbs 28 verse 13. He said, he that concealeth his sin shall not prosper. But he that confesses and forsakes them shall obtain
mercy.
You
will obtain mercy tonight in Jesus' name. Let me tell you one thing. Those of you who are trusting God for the fruit of the womb, only one child is needed to open the door. As soon as the door is open, the others will follow. Samuel was the first one to open the door for Hannah. Five others followed. Businessmen have told you again and again what God said in Malachi chapter 3 verse 10 is that if you will bring all the tithes into his house, he said he will open the windows of heaven, he said he will pour out a blessing, one blessing. That's all you need. One breakthrough. I want to believe God with you that before the end of this year, some of you here will be saying, God, this is too much.
Amen.
God, this is too much.
Oluwa, eyi ti poju.
If you believe that, say amen, loud and clear.
Ye ba so ile ko e se ami daradara.
You need to repent.
Eni lati jewo ese yi.
You need to confess and forsake them.
Eni lati jewo ki a si ko sile.
Then, like Anna.
Gege bi Anna wa yi o.
You need to pray. And not just ordinary prayer, prayer, violent prayer. Matthew 11 verse 12. Since the day of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. I'm sure I've told you before, maybe it's the London people that had this one recently. Luke 11, 9 to 10. That's where the Bible says, ask and you shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be
open.
He said, for everyone that asketh, receiveth. Everyone that seeketh, findeth. And everyone that knocketh at the door, to him the door shall be opened. And I said, there are three things you could do when you knock at a door. When you know that the landlord is inside, you knock at the door. And he didn't answer.
You
can say, well, he didn't want to answer, so I'm going. Or you could say, I'm staying here. I will keep on knocking until you open. I'm not going until you open.
Or
you can say door. You are standing between me and my blessing. I am going to kick you open. How can we do that? Won't God be angry if we say, God, whether you like it or not, I must take my miracle?
It
It means many of us didn't study the Bible very well.
Itu masih ikut kalau pawangko ah kayak kopi beli darah.
When those four boys brought the fellow who was paralytic, and they got there and there was no room because people have jammed the doors and the windows. What did they do? They went home. They said, well, we have tried. We tried. Oh, no. They climbed the roof. When they got to the roof, there's no window here. And the roof is there. And we are gentlemen. Okay, let us climb down and go home. It must mean that God doesn't want this our friend to be healed. Is that what they did? What did they do? They tore open the roof. Check the Bible. The Bible did not tell us who repaired the roof. Because as soon as their friend got healed, he just went home dancing, rejoicing. Nobody said anything about the roof. Every door standing between you and your miracle shall be forced open tonight. I told them the story of my youngest son when he was small. I have a room in my house, my prayer room. And everybody in the house knew that when daddy goes into the prayer room, he doesn't want to be disturbed. I made the room a bit uncomfortable so that I won't get too comfortable there. It's supposed to be a place for warfare. So I may be there lying down naked on my face before God. Discussing serious matters with God. Holy Ghost service. The growth of the church. Peace for Nigeria. Important things. And my youngest son will push the door open. Daddy, I want biscuit. No, please go to your mother. Go to your mother. Go and ask her for biscuit. Daddy,
Baba,
I want biscuit. Does he care about Holy Ghost service? He didn't know anything about that. It's none of his concern about what's going on in Nigeria. He wants biscuit. Somebody is going to tell God tonight, Father,
Baba,
whatever you are doing up there, you have to suspend it. Settle my case first. Is anybody going to pray like that here tonight? Let me hear your amen now. Don't worry, that time is coming very soon. And then, like Hannah, make God an offer that he cannot refuse. What do I mean by that? You can't bribe God, I mean, so forget that.
It's
too big. But you can make him an offer that he cannot refuse. David said in Psalm 51, verse 15.
David is all. Ninu ori David ori kankan le ni adota ese kedogun.
Psalm 51 verse 15.
Ori David ori kankan le ni adota ese kedogun.
He said, "Open thou my lips."
Oluwa eshi mi ni ete.
And my mouth shall show forth thy praise.
Enu mi yo si fi yin re han.
David knew that God is keenly interested in praise.
Oh, David mo wi pe Olorun ni ife pataki si iyin.
He said, okay, remove that thing which is blocking my mouth, and then I will praise you.
O ni Oluwa, mu nkan kan to wa lenu mi ti o de je ki yin ikuro, won o si be si yin.
The first three of us go to God.
Ti a meta ba lo sodo Olorun.
And I say, and one of us says,
ti eni kan si so wi pe,
God, give me a breakthrough.
Oluwa jowo fun mi ni aluyo.
And I will pay my tithes.
What is that?
God will say, is that an offer? You don't pay your tithe, I will curse you.
Oh, Pastor, that may worry. What was only ready?
The second one says,
you can get yourself,
Lord, give me a breakthrough. And I promise you, we will share it 50-50.
What shall you do?
God said, well, I'm listening. And the third one comes.
I said,
God,
Oluwa,
I want you to be my senior partner. Whatever comes in, I will give you 60%. I will be satisfied with
40.
Who is the first one to get a breakthrough of the three? I mean, it's clear.
Oh, you.
I've told you the story before of a man who started his business in America with
$500.
And he said to God, God, it is an insult for me to be giving you 10% while I'm retaining
90.
I will give you
90,
I will keep the 10. Within 3 years, $500 became 50 million.
$50 million.
Make God an offer he cannot refuse.
Jowo gbe lo siwaju Olorun o to se kan ti je gbe Olorun o nile kan.
He is a covenant keeping God.
Olorun to je wi pe o man gba maje bu sise ni.
I know him.
Mo mo daadara.
We've been working together now for some time.
Ati jo rin bayi fun gba die.
I'm going to tell you a story.
I saw it talk of yin.
And now don't worry, very soon we'll be praying.
Laipe jojo abere si gbadura.
Is one of my daughters came to me years ago.
I
said, Daddy, you must be at my wedding. You are the one who will preach at my wedding. I laughed. I said, you wait a long time. That was when the church was even smaller, and I still attended weddings. She was talking to me, I think, around May.
I
said, you wait a long time.
And he said,
I will wait. I said, look, let's look through my diary. We looked through my diary. I said, there is no date left this year. He said, I will wait.
No, hold on.
So we moved on to the following year to see. We checked my year planner and we found that There is only one Saturday that was free for the next year. And it was July.
July.
And here is a girl talking about marriage in May. My dear, there is only one Saturday free in the next year, and it's in July. He said, glory be to God, that is the day of my wedding. I know you can't wait that long. He said, hey, that's the day of my wedding. So I made up my mind. If this lady is this committed, then I must honor her.
Peti omobirin yi ba faraji to bo yi eleyi ko mu godo bu ola fun.
And then the following year came.
Oduna wa wole de.
July came.
Oju keje de.
And my mother died.
Iya mi si ku.
I was in London when my mother died.
Wa ni ibo oyinbo nigba ti mama ku.
On missionary assignment.
Alo se ise ise ranse.
And because I didn't write this girl's marriage on the only Saturday free.
Nítorí wípé a ọkọ sílẹ̀, wípé Saturday gan ni a ṣègbéyàwó ọmọbìnrin sínú ìwé.
My wife saw that Saturday free in my calendar and said, ah, this is when we will bury Mama.
Àwọn màmá sì rí kàlẹ́ndà bàbá, wọ́n rí pé Saturday yìí ló ṣí sílẹ̀, wọ́n ra akọ síbẹ̀ pé ìjọ òsìnkú màmá rè.
So they phoned me.
Wọ́n sì wá tẹ wáyà sí wọn.
I said, no way.
Ani rara o.
No way.
Rara o.
I love my mother.
Mo fẹ́ràn ìyá mi.
I'm the only son of my mother.
Èmi ni ìkan ni ọmọkùnrin rẹ̀.
I'm the last born of my mother.
Èmi ni àbíkẹ́yìn rẹ̀.
I'm the apple of the eye of my mother.
Èmi ni ẹyin ojú bàbá mi.
But I have committed myself to this girl.
Ṣùgbọ́n mo ti yọ̀ǹda, mo ti fi àkókò sílẹ̀ pé n ó lọ síbi ìgbéyàwó arábìnrin yìí.
It's a covenant on this issue now. What are we going to do? There's no other day. We will bury my mother on Friday. Saturday. I will be at this wedding. Make God an offer tonight. Enter into a covenant with him. Reach an agreement. That you will not change. And I can guarantee you, you will begin to bear great fruits. Finally, you must abide. Abide, duro. The Bible says in Psalm 1, if you read from verse 1 to 3,
he
said the tree that is going to bring forth fruit in the season must be a tree that is planted by the rivers of water. Not one that is moving from. You plant it today, you uproot it tomorrow, plant it today, uproot it tomorrow. It must be planted. It must stay.
There
are some of you who come to the Holy Ghost service once in a long while.
Oh yeah, you want to take me?
Some of you who are Sunday Christians, it doesn't work that way. You have to be planted. You have to be a full-time
Christian.
Whatever else you are doing must be part-time. Full-time Christian. Part-time businessman. Full-time Christian. Part-time teacher. Full-time Christian. Part-time student. God must come first.
Olorun gbọdọ wa ni ipo
a. In everything. In everything. In everything. I say in everything. Do I hear you say amen to that? So if you are here tonight and you haven't given your life to Jesus, you don't know what you are missing. God has been speaking to me again and again. I'm so surprised that he came so strongly through Bishop this evening.
Oh yeah, milenu. We pay along to sock pato near not to lack paralati and bishop near Shale.
When he said prepare for the rain,
it was Kabarazile, Murazile Vodu.
God has been saying it again and again, prepare for greatness.
Along to his other Murazile Fuso de la.
And he's saying the same thing to all of you now. Prepare for greatness.
What is also about? I tell when he don't need to pay, I'm not going to.
But you have to be hooked to the Almighty God.
Oh, she that the four by we pay your knees so far. But along a lagara
is separately hooked to the Almighty God.
Your knees so far. But you are near not here. I'll leave you your rana.
So if you want to give your life to Jesus,
so far I've been dying with Jesus Christ.
With a solid determination that from now on you will serve him for the rest of your life. I'm going to count up to 10. Before I say 10, you must be in front here. If you want to give your life to Jesus, with a strong determination that you will serve him for the rest of your life, come forward now. Come now. The choice is yours. If you want to continue to live a life of fruitlessness, the choice is yours. If you want to be hooked to the only one who can make you fruitful, the choice is yours. The word of God is clear. We cannot continue in sin and expect grace to abound. The word of God says, God forbid. Until you have come to him and his blood has washed away your sins, it doesn't matter how high you shout, how great you cry, as long as there is sin in your life. David said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. If you want God to hear you, you have to be free from your sin. If you want to give your life to Jesus, you have to be here and be here now. You have to hurry up from wherever you are coming from. This is the day of salvation. God is willing to save your soul. But you have to come to him first. He said, come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. But if you don't come, the choice is yours. Now those of us who are already in front, let's begin to talk to the Lord. I say, Lord, I have come to surrender my life to you. I've come for salvation of my soul. Forgive me, O Lord. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Save my soul and just make me one of your children. Begin to talk to the Almighty God. The rest of all, let's stretch our hands towards these people and pray for them, that the one who has saved our soul will save their own souls also. Ask the Almighty God to be merciful unto them. Ask him to cleanse them in his blood.
So for Allah,
call on the Almighty God for them, brethren. Intercede for these people. Intercede for these people. Ask God to be merciful unto them. Ask God to cleanse them in his blood. Ask God to save their souls tonight and write their names in the book of life. Pray for them, brethren. And those of you who are still coming, come here now because I'm about to pray. We're about to pray now. Call on him and say, Lord, have mercy on me. Save my soul. Cleanse me in your blood. Write my name in the book of life. Pray, pray now. Call on the Almighty God, is the Savior. And those of you who are still on the way, hurry up now. This is the time for your salvation. This is the moment of salvation. Get here before I finish praying. Because I'm about to pray now.
I
want to pray for the salvation of the souls of these people now. Come and call on the Almighty God for your own salvation. Hurry up now. This is your moment. This is the moment of salvation. It's the hour of salvation. Call on the Almighty God. Ask him to be merciful unto you. He said, be merciful unto me, O Lord. Save my soul. Forgive my sins. Cleanse me in your blood, O Lord. Write my name in the book of life. Give me a brand new beginning, Lord. I will serve you all the days of my life. I will serve you, my Father and my God. Just have mercy on me. Save my soul. Save my soul. Save my soul today. Lord. Save my soul today. And those of you who are still coming, make sure you get here now because I'm about to pray. I'm about to pray now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. My Father, my God, we want to thank you. For your goodness, for your mercy. Want to thank you for this, your children who have come forward. Receive them in Jesus' name. Forgive them in Jesus' name. Wash them clean in your blood today in Jesus' name. Save their souls and write their names in the book of life in Jesus' name. From today, whenever they call upon you, answer them in Jesus' name. All the days of their lives, Father, let them serve you in Jesus' name. Thank you, my Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want you to spend the next few minutes discussing your life with God. Where you are now, where you want to go, and what you will do if God will do what you want him to do. This
is
just between you and God now. Within the next few minutes, talk to him. This is where I am now, Lord. And I want to reach the very, very top. This is where I want to go, Lord. Now let's discuss it, my Father and my God. You do this for me, I will do this. This is it, Lord. Let's settle the matter now. A night like this comes only once in a lifetime. So, Lord, this is it. This is the night. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. The Bible says, Jesus stood still. And when Jesus stands still, the heavens stand still. The angels stand still. Everything on earth and in heaven will have to stand still.
Oh, gbogbo ile aye ati Lorun lo ni lati duro.
Somebody now wants to cry to God so that everything can stand still until their own particular problem has been solved. Someone is going to say to God, like I said earlier, whatever you are doing in heaven, O Lord, you have to suspend it for this moment until you have settled my case. I know there is someone here who is tired of barrenness. Someone who is tired of fruitless efforts. Someone who knows that with God all things are possible. Someone who wants to say, God, tonight is my night. Someone who knows that Jesus never asked anybody to come back tomorrow. All those who came to him, the day they came, that was the day he answered them. People like me who are going to tell the Almighty God, this is the night. Such people will stand now. And our first prayer is going to be a shout. That's going to pull down every wall of Jericho that may want to stand between us and our miracle. So let me hear somebody shout a big hallelujah. You're going to lift your voice to God.
Oh, that's okay, sir.
And say, Father,
Baba,
I am your child. And I want to talk to you now. Whatever you are doing, suspend it and listen to me. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. Father, this is not a night for jokes. I am your child. You are my dad. Whatever you are doing in heaven, please suspend it now. Because I want to talk to you. I want to discuss with you. I have certain things I want to discuss with you tonight. Since you are my father, since you are all in all, there's no time with you. You move from everlasting to everlasting. So whatever you are doing now, suspend it for this moment. Because we want to talk, Daddy. I want to discuss with you. I want to open up my heart to you tonight. I want to discuss certain crucial issues of my life. I want to discuss certain crucial issues of my life with you. I want to discuss with you, Lord. Thank you, my Father. Glory be to God. I want to discuss with you. So, Father, please pay attention to me now. Pay attention to me now. Pay attention to me now, Father. Pay attention to me right now, my Lord and my Savior. I want to discuss certain issues of my life with you. Help me, Lord. Pay attention. Pay attention. Blessed be your holy name, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
Now you lift your voice to him and say, Father, I want to serve you. Open down my lips. Remove every reproach from my life. And my mouth shall show forth thy praise. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. I want to serve you. Open down my lips. Remove every reproach from my life. And my mouth will show forth thy praise. I will praise you. The world will hear. They will hear how great thou art. You just open my lips, Lord. Open my mouth, Lord. With signs, with wonders, with miracles, with anointing, with power. Open down my lips, Lord. Remove every reproach from my life. Oh, my mouth shall show forth thy praise. We serve you. The world will hear and they will tremble when they see how great thou art. When they hear from me of your goodness, of your mercy, of your power. Open down my lips, O Lord. And my lips shall show forth. My mouth shall show forth thy praise. Yeah, Lord, open down my lips. Remove every reproach. Every reproach. Physical, mental, spiritual, financial, ministerial, and otherwise. Open down my lips. My mouth shall show forth thy praise. Open down my lips, Lord. Open down my lips, and my mouth will show forth thy praise. Open down my lips, Lord. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
Now you go to him and say, Father, you better open your mouth and say, Father, I am tired of fruitless efforts. I'm tired of barrenness. Make me fruitful. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. I'm tired of fruitless efforts, Lord. I'm tired of barrenness. In every facet of my life, I am tired of fruitless efforts. Make me fruitful, Lord. Make me fruitful, far more fruitful than I have ever been. I know you can do it. It is within your power, Lord God Almighty, to make me a thousand times more than I am now. Within a very short period of time, I know there is a breakthrough. This one major breakthrough that you, the Almighty God, can cause to happen to me before the end of this year. I know you can do it, Lord. Help me. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
Even if you don't pray any other prayer, pray this one. With all your heart. Say, Father, since you are the Almighty, make me mighty. Make my fruits mighty. Physically, financially, spiritually, make me mighty. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. Father, since you are the Almighty, you are the Almighty, make me mighty, make my fruits mighty. Physically, mentally, maritally, spiritually.
ministerially. Make me mighty, Lord. Make me mighty. Since you are the Almighty God, since with you all things are possible, since there is no limit with you, Lord God Almighty, make me mighty. Make me mighty. Make me mighty. Make me mighty. Make my fruits mighty. Make the fruits of my body mighty. Make my spiritual children mighty. Ah, Lord God Almighty, make the fruits of my efforts mighty. You're the Almighty God. Make me mighty. Make me tremendously mighty. Make me mighty in every sphere of life. Almighty God, make me mighty. Make me mighty in every facet of my life. Make me mighty. Right, left, front, back, center. Make me mighty. All round mighty. Since you are the Almighty God, make me mighty. Make me tremendously mighty. Make my fruits mighty. Make me mighty, Lord. Tremendously mighty. Make me the mightiest of the whole world. My children, the mightiest of the world. Make me mighty. Make me mighty. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
And then you lift your voice to him and say, Father, raise me far above all my enemies and above all my competitors. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. Father, raise me far above all my enemies and above all my competitors. Put me in a class by myself, a class of greatness the world had never seen before. Raise me far above all my enemies, far, far, far above all my competitors. Lift me up, Lord. Let me stand. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
You lift your voice to him and say, Father, make me a blessing to the whole world. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. Name we have prayed.
Amen.
Now remember what I said. If you knock at the door and the door isn't open, you can kick it open. That's the moment now. Between you and God, whatever you know you must have that your joy may be full. Between you and God now, by force, kick open the door. Tell the Almighty God, it has to be tonight, 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 Lord, tonight. Tell him those things you want from him that you must have now. Say, Lord, tonight, tonight, this is it, this is it, Lord, this is it, this is the night, this is the night. This is the night. This is the night. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And I want you to join your hands now. The word of God says, one of you will chase 1,000. Two of you will put 10,000 to flight. You're going to pray for your brother now and your sister. You're going to say, Father, this is your child that I'm holding. From now on, let him produce mighty fruits. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty. This is your child that I'm holding, Lord. Let him produce mighty, mighty, mighty fruits. Mighty fruits, Lord. Mighty fruits, Lord. From now on, my Lord and my Savior, let this your child begin to produce mighty fruits. Let him begin to produce mighty, mighty, mighty fruits. Beginning from today, let this your child begin to produce mighty fruits. Mighty fruits. Mighty fruits, Lord. Beginning from now, let this your child begin to produce mighty fruits. Mighty, mighty, mighty fruits. Beginning from now on, Lord God Almighty, let this your child begin to produce mighty fruits. Yes, Lord. Let him begin to produce mighty fruits. Biologically, financially, spiritually, mentally, ministerially, let him begin to produce mighty fruits. Mighty fruits, Lord. Mighty fruits, Lord. Mighty fruits, Lord. Thank you, my Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In a moment, I'm going to pray for you. And there's a prayer I want you to pray, which is for you yourself too. Indirectly. Because we're going to pray for me. And just say, let all his children be great. Which includes you. So go ahead, talk to the Almighty. Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Now let your amen be loud and clear.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
You shall be great. You shall be very great. You shall be exceedingly great. Your fruit shall be great. Your fruit shall be very great. Your fruit shall be exceedingly great. Your fruit shall be powerful.
Amen.
Your fruit shall be very powerful.
Amen.
Your fruit shall be exceedingly powerful.
Amen.
Your fruit shall be prosperous.
Amen.
Your fruit shall be very prosperous.
Amen.
Your fruit shall be exceedingly prosperous.
Amen.
Your fruit shall be anointed.
Amen.
Your fruit shall be very anointed.
Amen.
Your fruit shall be exceedingly anointed.
Amen.
It shall be well with you.
Amen.
It shall be very well with you. It shall be exceedingly well with you. All the days of your life, it shall be well with you. In all your lives, there be no more barrenness. No more dryness. No more failures. No more fruitless efforts. So shall it be. So shall it be. So shall it be. Atomade atagbayin yo dara fun yin. Yo dara fa won omo yin. Gbogbo eso yin ni yo de nla. Eso yin o ni redanu. Owo aye o ni ka eso yin. Owo ota o ni ka eso yin. Awon eso yin yo gaju awon ota won lo. Lojo ojuma ni yo ba dara fun yin. Ben Yori, Loruko Jesu Christi Oluwawa. Go ahead, give the Almighty God a big wave offering and shout unto Him. Praise Him, glorify His holy name. Bless His name, bless His name, bless His name. Bless His name. It's worthy to be praised. It's worthy to be magnified. Bless His holy name. Hallelujah. So much for what you have done tonight. We can never thank you enough. Please accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Even as they go now, let the miracles begin in their lives in Jesus' name. And like never before, prosper them in all their ways in Jesus' name. If there's anybody here present tonight who sees things, unless the GO prays for me, I can't get my miracle. I'm praying for such a person now, Father. Give them their miracles in Jesus' name. Wherever they may be, no matter how many. Father, touch them in Jesus' name. Solve their problems in Jesus' name. Before the sun rises tomorrow, every miracle that your children need that will make their joy full, give to them now as I pray in Jesus' name. Let their requests become testimonies in Jesus' name. Thank you, my Father. Glory be to your name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. All right, let somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let somebody victorious shout hallelujah. Let someone who will never be barren again shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let somebody who is going to be great shout a great hallelujah. Let somebody who's going to be very great shout a very great hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let someone who's going to be exceedingly great shout an exceedingly great hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let someone whose fruits will be exceedingly great shout an exceedingly great hallelujah.
And the Lord sent his word to heal them and deliver them from their destruction. There is power in God's word. Thank you for listening to today's message from Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. We believe you've been blessed. If you need this message on audio CD, please contact RCCG Internet Outreach, USA, PO Box 710874, Houston, Texas, USA, or call 281-541-3864, or visit the Nigeria office at 15 Eric Moore Close, off Eric Moore Street, Surulere, Lagos, Nigeria. Telephone 234-890-5822. Remember, Jesus Christ is the same, yesterday, today, and forever.